what is the weight of the evidence argument from Summit on why an extension is justified? Their motion focuses solely on 1052, HB 1052, and the fact that now the eminent domain portion of the pathway to surveys is missing. Well, as staff points out, and I agree, since August 21st, 2024, that pathway has been missing when the South Dakota Supreme Court said Summit failed to prove it's a common carrier, failed to prove it had a path towards eminent domain. If you're not the type of entity that can take property through eminent domain, you can't even do the pre-condemnation surveys. They now say, because of 1052, they need more time to do. The reality is it's been 7.5 months. And what is another 6 months? What's another year going to do?